sunny. We're headed towards a high in the mid-90s with a heat index as high as 107 today. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 9:04 as Mid-State school districts go back to class. The new school year brings new laws impacting Tennessee students, and one of the most controversial changes allows schools to display the Ten Commandments. Walter Blanks Jr., founder of the Legacy Society, joined our midday show, This is Nashville, on Thursday to discuss some of these new education policies. When it comes to the Ten Commandments rule, he questions why school leaders feel the need to display the religious text.
I'd make the argument personally that you can have far more impact on the life of a student by the way that you're living your life as an administrator, as a teacher, and the values that you're instilling in them. That's going to have far more impact than a poster on the wall that they're going to walk by, may not even read.
The law is not a mandate. It just gives the schools the option to include the commandments alongside the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution. To hear more about the new laws shaping education in Tennessee, you can go to thisisnashville.org or listen to the show wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Well, if you tend to drive on the interstate through Williamson County at night, you may want to have some alternate routes handy. For the next several months, resurfacing and repair work will take place on I-840 and I-65 from 8 p.m. to 5 a.m. During the Williamson County Fair, the State Department of Transportation will have a help truck stationed in the area and message boards near the Goose Creek Bypass to alert and guide motorists. You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News.